sleep on Waterboy's affinity for the Steve Miller Band, Polly.
I like that about him. He and I are kind of locked in on that. We have like kind of a quiet bond. It's an unspoken thing. But we always give each other that little nod every time we get a little Steve Miller Band. And shout out the great history of the Steve Miller Band right here in San Francisco. This guy was a regular at the Fillmore back in the days, in the Bill Graham era, man. He was at the Fillmore all the time.
When people talk local acts, it's obvious, you know, Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane,
Jerry Lewis in the News,
Grateful
Journey.
Dead. Nobody ever mentions Steve Miller. It's the forgotten.
I'm mentioning him right now.
I know.
Steve Blanken Miller.
The forgotten bay guy.
And Murph, right. You know what comes next. Steve Miller, dot, 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 seeing him.
Well, is he calling him right now here? Waterboy, hop on down. Hop on the mic here, buddy.
We are making the connection as we speak, Murph.
Okay. Somebody compared our new studio to, like, Gabe Kapler's new drone, as they said. It's like a new toys. Boys and their toys.
You know.
Yes, it is. Okay. You might want to tell him he can always write down on the line 12 so that, like, a producer tells the
guy. Yeah, that would definitely be good.
Here we are, on-air producing. Let's get right to the guest. All right. We're always happy to be joined by Warrior assistant coach Ron Adams. Through the years, he's the man who's brought us wisdom and knowledge and humor and good cheer. And now he's going to do the same in Dallas, Texas, as we sit here in San Francisco, California.
Yes.
Hey, Ron, no pressure. You have to give us knowledge and wisdom and good cheer.
Some good cheer, too,
good
Ron.
Good morning, Ron. Yeah. Welcome back.
Hey, Ron.
Morning, guys.
How you doing?
Good to hear your voices.
You too.
Yeah, it's good
you
to hear
too.
Yours. Truly is. It really is. How you doing? How's your Tuesday morning shaping up in Dallas?
Just trying to wake up. You know, it's a little early here.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get you going with a little coffee.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went down and got some coffee, and I'm ready to go. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, after all these years of the grind, Ron, on the travel, you know, and here you are at this stage in your life and your career, is there something different about it for you? Do you approach it differently? Maybe try to see new parts of cities or avoid the whole thing entirely? What's your sort of 2022 road strategy?
Well, you learn how to travel. As you get older, you know, there's things that you do that you do differently than when you were younger. You don't eat late, and, you know, drinking late and that kind of thing if you want to have some sleep. So, yeah, you modify your personal habits, but travel, especially when the team is doing well, everyone is upbeat, is a lot of fun. We have so many good people that we travel with, and I'm not just talking about our staff, but just the greater staff, all the other support people who are with us, and that's what makes it special. It's a really good social group.
So, yeah, it's supposed to be fun, right? And supposed to be a great enjoyment. And you guys, when the Warriors travel, I mean, this is no secret. This has been this way for the last several years. You guys are like, I would say the Rolling Stones to date us are more like Drake when the kids might say today. I mean, you guys are a happening when you get to cities, aren't you? Is that something you've...
Yeah, does that take a toll on you guys? That's got to be exhausting.
Have you really seen it dramatically uptick in the last 2, 3, 4 years?
Well, I think we're kind of back to the point of being of interest to a lot of fans in a foreign arena. Just, it's really amazing the cheers we get, and especially, you know, starting with Steph. It's really quite remarkable. I think, you know, we have a pleasant team. We have these personalities that are hard not to like. And I think the way we're playing recently too is it's just fun basketball, especially offensively. I just think it's we play differently than most teams in the league, so I think that is of appeal. But I think the personalities of the team. You take a guy like Wiggins. You know, Wiggins is just a guy who smiles. He works hard. He's gifted, and you know, he's not an obtrusive player on the court.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of identification with the team, even by fans from other teams. And I hear it when we're in the arena, so that's pretty special.
It is special.
Totally.
I mean, try to capture this moment, you know, try to be in the moment. And by that, I want to ask about Steph Curry, because it almost feels like there's nothing left to say, except there has to be.
No,
because
there's plenty. We'll say
because
plenty.
Every day is a new day, and every game is a new game, and every year is a new year, and here he is now. So, Ron, what are your new observations of Steph Curry, November 29, 2022. What is the latest and greatest sort of development that you have observed about this this superstar?
The greatest thing about Steph Curry is that he has not changed.
Mm.
He is the same wonderful person that I met nine seasons ago. And his character is wonderful, and I'll talk about stats in a second, but he hasn't changed. He's the same quiet, but less so, leader than he's always been. And he's our flagship player, not only in terms of what he does physically, but in terms of what he brings emotionally, spiritually, to this team, and I think allows our culture to be what it is. From a standpoint of production, his numbers this year are crazy.
Mm.
You know, he's 55% from the field, 44% from the three-point line, 91% from three, averaging over 30 points a game. Our second leading rebounder by .1.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Our second leading assist guy by, I think, .1.
Yeah.
And just having a marvelous MVP season. It's interesting that Draymond, I think, is following in his footsteps a bit in this sense. I don't think Draymond has looked better physically for a long time.
Mm.
And I think he's really paying attention to his body as he ages, which you have to do in this league. I'm not saying he wasn't in shape before, wasn't, you know, what his body wasn't resilient and all of that, but I think it is a different realization as you get older. And I think for any older player to look at Steph and see what he's done with his body in terms of adding strength and stamina, and it's something that should be taken to heart. And I think Draymond is doing that right now. I think hasn't played any better than he's played recently.
Wow.
Yeah, he's looking great. Ron Adams, Warrior Assistant Coach, is our guest on the Murph and Max Show. So, Ron, also want to talk a little bit about Klay Thompson. It's been the last few games feels like something has clicked, or so he feels like he's turned a corner of sorts. His point production is up. Looks like he's moving a little bit better out there on the floor. And I just want to get your read on Klay and where he is at this point in the season.
Well, Napoleon once said, the emotional is to the physical as three is to one.
Okay.
I'll let you guys digest that for a second.
That's wow. I've never heard that.
As three is to one.
I'm taking that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bobby Knight used to have the phrase, the mental is to the physical as two is to one, but it's actually a Napoleonic phrase. And so I would say that applies to Klay. You know, Klay has had some great misfortune physically, but he's risen above it, and we're all so proud of him. But I think for the first time in his career, and he's not a player who's been criticized, but I think he let some criticism get to him a little bit. And I think his struggles early were perhaps a little bit physical, but I thought they were mainly kind of mental.
Yeah.
Wanting so badly to do well that he was not doing as well as we obviously know he can. And this happens. And it was interesting, he recently said he just stopped social media, mm-hmm. and, you know, the light went on and the tunnel became brighter.
Yeah.
But I think that's true of anyone playing a sport.
Yeah.
Listen to that garbage.
No, I know. And there's so much of it now, Ron.
Yeah. Read about trolls. I mean, the same for you two guys. I'm sure you get a lot of garbage.
Oh, yes.
Way.
Absolutely.
Well, Ron, you want to know what's funny about what we're talking about right now is, hey, honest to God, I do not use social media for that. That's one of the primary reasons I stay away from it. I don't want to see or feel or hear all that negativity, because I think it would probably affect my performance, and I don't want to be affected. Let me just do what I'm doing. So anyway, me and Klay, we're thinking the same way.
No, I think you're smart. I just think that it is so detrimental in many ways to living a good life, to living a settled life. But anyway, Clay is back in the groove. He's relaxed. He's, I think we had a meeting a while back. It wasn't players only. I mean, it came out publicly like it was players only, but it was coaches and players. And, you know, the players talked a lot, and Draymond called the meeting and so on. But I think that was good for Clay because, you know, there was just some things said that were reassuring. And but he's back in the groove. He's really feeling good about his offensive game. He's performing well.
Yeah.
And he is, I think, starting to play a higher level of defense, which is really important for us.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Man, such great conversation. And Napoleon, too. The 3-1.
Yes, 3
and
is Clay,
and I like the settled life.
If you've been on the line long enough, I'll really confuse you. So.
No, this is awesome. No. I want to lead a settled life,
yeah,
like you
too.
Said, Ron.
I do
Ron
too.
Adams is the voice you hear. Longtime Warrior assistant basketball coach, NBA champion many times over. And when Ron has a moment for us, we love to spend some time talking to him about the Warriors and basketball and life. And it's really great to talk about Curry, and you mentioned Wiggins, and you mentioned Clay, and you mentioned Draymond, and I have to ask you this, and I don't mean to make this uncomfortable, but I kind of want to get it in a basketball sense, not in a gossipy sense, but obviously the video showed that you were near the Jordan Poole Draymond Green punch, and I don't want to ask you about that as much as I want to ask about how you guys rebounded from that, and you're talking about how everything's pointing in the right direction, and how Draymond's doing everything in the right direction, and how the meeting is helping, and could you, in your vast experience in this game, how would you describe sort of the piecing together of the team and getting past that incident?
Well, I think with anything, it's a process. And, you know, it was something, obviously, that was an event that we certainly didn't want to have happen. But I think there's been a lot of healing. I can only, you know, you can't look at what's inside a person's heart or head, but, you know, as an observer, I think we've healed well. We have a marvelous group, and
yeah.
I think the mark of a marvelous group is that you can forgive. You can be distraught. You can be upset. You can hold some rancor, but you forgive. We have marvelous people, and that incident hurt our team, and it hurts in this sense that Draymond is a revered and loved figure on our team, but he did something wrong. And I think we're at a good point. And I think our culture came to the front on that particular after that particular incident.
Mm-hmm.
And our players were instrumental in us working our way out of it. As a coach, as a general manager, you can do some things, but this, you know, we've been together for so long. This isn't like a team that's played together for 3 years. Some of our guys, I think, have been together for 11 or 12 years.
Right. Wow. Yeah.
The core group.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty intense family. As you would might guess, and I think we're at a good point. I think that's how I would leave it.
Hey, Ron, you know, speaking of the core guys and the guys that have been together the longest amount of time, you think about guys you've mentioned, Steph Curry, Clay, you know, Draymond. there is another guy, Andre Iguodala. You know, he's there physically, but we haven't really seen him on the floor. Can you update us on Iguodala, just his health, his status, what we, you know, should or shouldn't expect from him this season?
Well, there's a timetable for him to start playing, and, you know, he's working diligently. I mean, the guy has probably the best physique of anyone in the league. It's amazing. So I think his workouts are good, but there's a plan. We will see him eventually, and I have my fingers crossed that he can stay healthy because he can really help our team. That's about it with him at the moment. So he's in good spirits. He's coaching. He does a really good job with a lot of people on our team.
Right, right.
I like his approach. He's kind of like old school, blunt, but loving.
Yeah.
And wants the best for the players that he really plugs into. And that's a real plus at this moment, too, of having him with us. But I want to, you know, like everyone else, I want to see Andre on the court and enjoy what he brings to our team and, you know, the experience and so on, which we could use.
Ron, just fantastic conversation. We have to wind to an end, unfortunately, and let you go off with your day. I did one last question on a basketball, sort of X's and O's, not life and great quotes and all that. It's just simply about the second unit, and that is that the stats show that the first unit is the best in the NBA by a mile. And it's fantastic, but the second unit is the question, and whether it's Kuminga or whether it's DiVincenzo or whether it's Anthony Lamb or whether it's the jumbled rotations, just what comment would you offer to us and to the fans listening about the constant evolution of trying to find the second unit, because we know those championships are won with 10, 11 deep, not 5 deep. So what's your evaluation?
I think I would use the process word. And using that word, I would, you know, these last several games have been really good for our bench. You know, they've come into the game. They've basically maintained a lead. You know, at Minnesota, we dropped a little bit. We had a 20-some point lead, and I think we got down to 13, and then pretty quickly back up to 19-21. So these are good signs. I'm looking at the for lack of a better word, the poetry of that second unit, the connectivity, and the way Steve is using Draymond to kind of solidify and run the offense in that second unit has really been helpful. And I'm pretty upbeat about what I'm seeing. Jonathan Kuminga is playing meaningful minutes in a role that, if he stays in that role and builds on it, is going to be very helpful to us. So a lot of great things. I want to make a comment about new people coming into the program.
Sure.
Like, I've really been happy for Dante recently because Dante is really understanding our team, how to play with it, and what needs to be done in his role. I thought the last couple of games he's really been good, and that's exciting for me because he's a great kid and he's a very hard worker and brings a lot of hustle to the court. And I think Jermichael has fit in well. He's settled down. We all foul too much. We've got to cut that down. But I like what I see in our second unit, but it's a process. It's no different from Clay returning to being Clay or a young player growing in fits and starts and becoming whatever that player's, you know, going to become. But that's kind of how the second unit is now. But I'm really encouraged in these last several games about what I'm seeing, and especially their connectivity and kind of savvy about what they have to get done out there.
Great answer. Love talking basketball with Ron Adams. Got to let him go. We can't let you go, though, Ron, with asking, what are you reading? What were you reading on the plane?
My wife, Leah, who's an English lit person, introduced me to Louise Penny.
Mm. Okay.
And Louise Penny is a writer from Montreal, I believe. Certainly Quebec area, but I think she's from Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, I think, a Pulitzer Prize winning author, but she does mysteries.
Ooh. Yeah.
And her main character is Chief Inspector Gamache, a wonderful man. But she is a marvelous writer. Her way with words, her character development, it's really a learning process in terms of the human mind and the possibilities we all have within that mind. It's just she's just an incredible writer. She's won every prize out there, but she's done a series of 16 books. The 17th book is coming out, Leah told me the other day, soon. And but it's wonderful reading, and it's nuanced reading. She has a very poetic style of writing. It just captures you, and she's hilarious. Mm. And within these novels, she talks about food in an incredibly vivid way.
Yeah.
I mean, don't read this book when you're hungry.
Okay, see? Right. Armand Gamache eats well, I guess, huh?
Armand Gamache, yes.
Chief Inspector. I found her Wikipedia. I guess he's a francophone? What is that? What does that mean?
Yeah,
that means
he's a Quebecois.
Yeah.
You know, French speaker.
Oh, man, we got to.
He speaks English. He was educated a little bit. He went to school in England, according to.
When you guys go play the Raptors, you're gonna have to arrange a pregame meeting with Louise Penny.
God, I bet you she's a marvelous person.
Yeah,
a fantastic guy. What she's doing in that book is like what Steph Curry does in the
Nice, Ron. There you go.
Perfect. It's hard to believe.
I'm glad I asked. All right, great conversation.
Enjoy your coffee.
Thank you, man. Have a great Tuesday. And Murph and Mac, you're always welcome here.
Love having you, Ron.
Well, it's great to hear your voices. Keep up the great job, fellas. You're really an asset to our sporting community, and I always appreciate you guys.
There he is, Ron Adams on the UMA guest line.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.